This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Okay, Rodney Orr is joining us here today on the Budweiser Sports Line. Hey, Rodney, hope you're doing well today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, John Barry, I appreciate you guys. I apologize for being a little late.
No problem.
That's okay. Rodney, of course, is with TiderInsider.com. And every week, our listeners kind of to rely on you in this segment, Rodney, to kind of boil down Alabama football to its essence. And as we look back on the Iron Bowl last Saturday, we want you to do that with us for that game as well. Boil it down to its essence. What did that game come down to? What decided the Auburn-Alabama game?
Kind of from my perspective, to be honest with you, I haven't counted up how many mistakes Alabama made, but I remember Coach Bryant used to say after some games, you know, we made enough mistakes to lose 6-7 games. And, I mean, they just made a ton of mistakes. I mean, you're not going to win games 2 pick-sixes, you know, some of the 13 penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, just, we could go on and on and on.
You know, Rodney, the 13 penalties, I think, is so uncharacteristic of a Nick Saban coach team, and 5 of those penalties directly resulted into an Auburn first down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the thing about it, John, is we've seen it all. We've seen turnovers nullified due to having 12 men on the field. Alabama, I know, has had 3 significant 12 men on the field penalties this year. You know, I realize this one here versus Auburn was a little bit different. But they've had opportunities stripped from them due to having 12 men on the field 3 times in SEC games. It's kind of amazing, to be honest with you. They've made a lot of mistakes this year. They've been an undisciplined team in a lot of ways. And I know that they overcame it most of the year with Tua. You know, we saw in the LSU game, they just couldn't overcome that horrendous first half. And then this Auburn game, and I mean, it was just one debacle after another. Now, I say that, they at times, obviously, they played extremely well, too. I mean, it wasn't a 48-45 game, you know, because the offense completely stunk the place up or anything. They were obviously pretty good, especially against a great defense. But I just think, you know, you go down there or anywhere and you make those many mistakes, you're going to have a difficult time winning against a good football team.
And you don't take advantage of some really good individual performances. I wanted to ask you about your perception of what Mac Jones did and what he showed you specifically Saturday.
Well, I thought, you know, Mac showed out pretty well, you know, other than those 2 pick sixes, but he did bounce back from both of them. I mean, boy, he got fortunate on one of them. He got a Jalen Waddle 98-yard kickoff return that kind of, you know, pulled Alabama ahead again. But you know, I thought Mac played well, made some good throws, responded well after those pick sixes. I was impressed. Thought he played with a lot of heart, a lot of confidence. So I just thought Mac Jones, I felt badly for him because I did think he played his heart out, laid it on the line. I thought Najee Harris played extremely well. I think he had 146 yards rushing. I thought he ran the ball really hard, maybe certainly one of his best games without question. And then I thought that Jalen Waddle was just phenomenal. I mean, what a talent he is. You know, Ruggs, Devontae Smith, all those guys. I thought the offensive line played extremely well. Again, I go back to, and I look, it's hard to overcome 2 pick sixes. I'm not questioning that. But I do think Alabama has, it's clear Alabama has some issues defensively.
Well, you know what? Rodney, I thought defense as a whole, I mean, I'm glad you brought up Alabama's defense because we talked about it all year, you know, some, you know, getting linebackers being able to get off blocks, being in the wrong place, missed assignments. But on the other side, I thought Alabama kind of exposed Auburn's defense, over 500 yards of offense, 5.5 yards per carry by Najee. You know, and what, 1 sack maybe, I think, in the whole game. I think, you know, Alabama's offense kind of neutralized Auburn's defense in the game.
Oh, no question. Like I said, it was a tremendous performance offensively. Again, they shot themselves in the foot a few times with the, you know, we talked about the turnovers, but also, you know, some of those false starts. I think a lot of that was due to the noise down there. But, you know, yeah, the offensive line was just, they manned up and took care of Auburn's defensive front pretty well, like we haven't seen this year, certainly. What else can you say? I mean, that was a tremendous performance by that group up front. I think they've developed into an outstanding offensive line, and looking forward, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, which of those guys. I think the interior will all be back. I don't think you'll see Landon Dickerson going to the NFL early, come back and enhance his stock, but it'll be interesting to see what Leatherwood and Wills do, if one or both stay or if they go.
Well, that dovetails nicely into our next question. Rodney Orr, Tider Insider. Tua Tagovailoa's press conference at 2:30 this afternoon. Will he address, do you think, whether or not he's going to stay or go pro? Or do you have any idea what the press conference will be related to?
Well, I think, and you guys know how this works with the local media. You know, he was provided to Kirk Herbstreit, and then, of course, Cecil Hurt here at the Tuscaloosa News. And I think really what this press conference is, it's just an opportunity for him to meet with the local media more so than anything else, you know, to provide the local media an opportunity, all of the local media, to have an opportunity to, you know, kind of get to his thoughts, get an update, whatever it might be. That's really what I always thought it was going to be. And then people started running with it that he was going to make a decision. And now it's grown into six or seven other guys are going to, you know, announce they're coming back. And I mean, this is Alabama football. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you mentioned other guys announcing they're coming back. I heard some of those rumors yesterday afternoon. And the names I was hearing, I thought, hold on, tap the brakes. I think you're jumping a little ahead of it. I'm not sure that's going to happen either tomorrow or any time for that matter. Speaking of some of those guys, Rodney, there's been also a lot of speculation about bowl games. Where are you hearing is the best possibility for Alabama to go bowling? And when that is announced, how many players do you think that are on the that were on the roster for the Auburn game will not be a part of the bowl game?
Well, to be honest with you, I've heard Citrus, I've heard Cotton. I don't know that anybody really knows. I haven't heard anything definitive, to be honest with you, on anything that would, I say definitive, that would be close to definitive. Some of it may depend on some of the other games, how they pan out. But I don't know about how many guys would say. I guess if a lot of those guys haven't announced by the time that game, then that would probably tell you who's going pro, right? I mean, anybody that would sit out a bowl game, it would only probably be because, assuming they're all healthy, it would only be because they want to protect themselves for the draft. Would it surprise me if, you know, several set out? No, it would not. You know, I could see, depends on what they're leaning towards doing. So, you know, we'll see. I guess time will tell.
Let's talk a little bit about time, because there's not a lot of it between now and December the 18th with the early signing period. And I know the Crimson Tide staff almost immediately was out on the recruiting trail this week after coming back from Auburn. Can you kind of address what the mindset is in the last 2 weeks before it gets started? They've got a lot of stuff done. They still have some stuff they need to do, some work they need to conduct before National Signing Day, Rodney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're having a couple of big recruiting weekends this weekend, next weekend. I know that they're having, I think, five come in this week. Most of those are committed guys, but one in particular would be Timothy Smith, who's committed, a big defensive lineman who might be actually.
Wait a minute, did he just say Timothy B. Schmidt? Who was that, Barry?
No.
From the bass player from the Eagles, who I think is very underrated, Rodney.
I don't like
Rodney.
Him.
Barry has no use for him. I think he's great.
Not a big fan. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, the Timothy Smith I'm talking about is he's a five-star talent, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know about the guitar player you're talking about. I'm not, forgive me, I'm not big on music, but this guy is really, really good. Florida's pushing him to stay in state pretty hard right now, but he's coming in to Tuscaloosa this weekend, and, you know, we'll see. I know he's very impressed with Alabama's track record for developing defensive linemen for the NFL, so hopefully he'll stick because he's a big part of this recruiting class. And then, like I said, the next weekend they're going to have another big weekend with Phillip Webb from Buford, Georgia, who's an outstanding linebacker. I think he visits Auburn this weekend, in fact. And he may be the best, to me, may be the best linebacker prospect in the country. So, you know, like you said, Barry and John, it's kind of getting down to crunch time. Alabama does not have a lot of spots left, so they need to finish strong.
I understand Nick Saban has been crisscrossing the country over the last several days recruiting.
Yeah, he was in California. I think he went to go see Bryce Young and Trayshawn Holden, who was a wide receiver committed to Alabama. Bryce Young, of course, the five-star quarterback. And then also Darnell Washington, five-star tight end from Las Vegas, who, to be honest with you, I thought Georgia has kind of had their hooks in him for a while. And I know that Tennessee's trying to wiggle in there. Alabama's, you know, had been in good position really early with him. So, you know, we'll see if Alabama can somehow make a good move there. My understanding is the visit with Coach Saban went extremely well, and that's a position of high priority is tied in. And kind of look at Alabama's history, O.J. Howard, even though Irv Smith was a little bit different kind of player, you know, even the Hell Hinches. They produced players to the NFL at that position. You know, Georgia has been pretty anemic offensively, as you guys have noticed, and they don't really utilize their tight end much in their passing game. So it kind of makes you wonder, with the guy with this kind of skill, if that'll be a consideration.
Lots of stuff going on, lots of things happening around the Alabama program. Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com, covers it all. Rodney, how do people get all the access to the information on your website?
TiderInsider.com, it's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card if you prefer. There's an address there to send a check. And, you know, yesterday we had a big recruiting update. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Tider Insider TV there on the front page if your listeners would like to go there and watch it for free. And then, you know, our forum where it's nonstop. I mean, it's discussion, entertainment, all wrapped up in one.
I bet that forum's been burning up over the last 4 or 5 days, Rodney.
Well, it really has, John. And they, you know, like I said, they've got 6 or 7 guys that they think are going to announce today coming back. But you know, I think they're going to have to settle down a little bit. Now, I will say this real quickly.
Yes,
I won't be surprised. I'm not saying anything, not today, but I won't be surprised if Alabama had a couple of these juniors come back. You know, it just depends. Yeah. But
that's kind of what I was. Yeah, I was kind of alluding to that earlier. That's what I was hearing yesterday. That some of these juniors, maybe some that people just assumed were going, might not be.
I think they're strongly considering. And to be honest, really, I mean, I think if Tua were to say he was coming back, that might influence one or another. I don't know. And again, I don't know what Tua is going to do, but it was not expected that he would announce something today. That's never been the plan, in you know, based on what the information I've had.
Well, it's all great information at TiderInsider.com, and as always, we enjoy our segment with you, Rodney. Thank you very much.
All right, John and Barry, I greatly appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, great.